Ogopogo Punk by the Evaporators, and the Yacht Rock Classic is from Pablo Cruz. That more on the Evening Asylum on the Hawk 101.5 FM.
And now, on with the show.
Uh-oh. Welcome to another edition of the Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen. Coming up this hour on the show, we'll have some strange news on something peculiar, some music from my thrift store find, Ogopogo Punk from the Evaporators, and take a look at the world of crime on the Law and Disorder. The Cross Canada musical tour is almost finished, and today we stop in British Columbia, which is convenient, considering the Evaporators are from Vancouver. Plus, another epic song this hour, but we start everything off with the Time Machine, this week featuring the year 1986, and our first artist is Gene Loves Jezebel. They are a British rock band formed in 1980 by identical twin brothers Jay and Michael Aston. Their biggest song was The Motion of Love in 1987. The name of the band is a reference to rock musician Gene Vincent and his song Jezebel. Interesting to note that because of a result of a rift between the Aston brothers in 1997 and ongoing legal issues, there are currently two incarnations of the band, one that operates in the UK and one in the US. And considering there was a big lawsuit in 2017 between the brothers, I don't think they're ever getting back together again. This is from their third LP, Discover, Gene Loves Jezebel, with The Sweetest Thing on the Time Machine from 1986 on the Evening Asylum on the Hawk 101.5 FM.
Yeah. This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
Thank you.
There's music from Tons with Mind Over Matter, also the Pogues with Tuesday Morning, some BC music there for you, and an epic song from Strange Advance with Worlds Away. And we start the show off with music from The Time Machine from 1986 with Gene Loves Jezebel and the extended version of Sweetest Thing. This is The Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen, and it's now time for some crime. Time to take a look at the world of crime on the Law and Disorder. Today we go to Greenwood, Delaware, where Jeff Nyberg of the Delaware News Journal recently reported about a machete-wielding robber who burst into a pizza shop demanding money and got a face full of pizza instead. According to Delaware State Police, the owner of Stargate Pizza was closing his pizza parlor at around 10:30 p.m. when a wannabe Jason Voorhees strode into the shop with a machete asking for money. The owner said that he didn't have any money, which was probably a lie, and threw a pizza at him instead. The man fled in a car, but I guess in a way he got a free pizza, except it was all over his face. There were no injuries reported, and the owner wasn't identified. Hey, the guy's lucky. If he got any closer, who knows where the pizza shop owner would have shoved the crazy bread. Probably someplace that's warm, like an oven. That was the Law and Disorder. I'm Jamie Allen. Hot pizza pie in the face. Coming up in my next set, music from my thrift store find from Vancouver's The Evaporators, some more BC music, which includes The Evaporators, but it's back to The Time Machine, and the year is 1986, and our next artist is Bo Jess. They were a 1980s pop rock band from Quebec from 1982 to 1986, to be exact. Their final LP, Another Night in the City, came out in 1986, and this is pure yacht rock, folks. And this track is one of them. It's called Don't Go. Bo Jest on The Time Machine, on The Evening Asylum, on The Hawk, 101.5 FM.
Fever is hot, hot blood in my veins. Baby, listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Chance to make that freedom mine. The grace.
There's music from my thrift store find from the Evaporators with the title track from their EP Ogo Pogo Punk. The Evaporators are radio and TV personality Nardwar's band. And you know what? He sings just like he talks in that high-pitched voice. Also in there, Harvey Danger with Cream and Bastards Rise. Some BC music from Sherry Aldrich with Bad Bad Girl. And some more BC music from Hey Ocean with Big Blue Wave. And we started everything off with music from The Time Machine from 1986. And Quebec's Beau Geste with Don't Go. It's now time to take a look at some strange news on something peculiar. Scanning the globe to bring you the constant variety in strange news, I'm Jamie Allen with Something Peculiar. We start out in Bend, Oregon, where UPI's Ben Hooper reports about the world's last Blockbuster video store that just listed on Airbnb a series of 90s-era movie sleepover parties. Sandy Harding, who has been the manager at the Blockbuster since 2004, listed the Blockbuster in Bend on Airbnb for up to four people to stay on three dates in September. Harding had a living room set up with a giant 1990s-era TV, a VCR, and lots of tapes. It was Harding's way of celebrating the store's 20th anniversary during COVID-19. The cost? $4 for the night, the same as a new release. Jeez, my parents are sitting on a potential goldmine with their Betamax collection. Next, we go to Pensacola, Florida, where UPI's Ben Hooper reports again that minor league baseball team, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, have listed their stadium on Airbnb, a first for the accommodation site. For $1,500 a night for up to 10 people, the behind-the-scenes package includes full access to the field, batting practice, running the bases, catching fly balls, having a picnic in the outfield, and I like this suggestion, other creative uses for the field. Bomb chicka bomb bomb. The available dates quickly sold out, but the team is adding more since the minor league baseball season was canceled. I had to look up what a blue wahoo was. It's a fish. Finally, Andrew Lassane of Inside.com reports about a Star Wars-themed 9-bedroom villa that listed on Airbnb. Located in Florida, about 15 minutes from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the rooms start at $500 a night plus exorbitant fees and include themes like Hoth, Dagobah, and the Millennium Falcon, for example. They even have rooms dedicated to the Star Wars prequels. Well, they better have Jar Jar Binks punching bags in those rooms. That was Something Peculiar. I'm Jamie Allen. I think I'm going to rent my house out on Airbnb. Oh, no, wait. I don't like people. That might be a problem. Coming up in our next set of music, another epic track, and it's some BC music from Delirium, but it's back to the Time Machine, and our next artists are the Nits. They are a Dutch group from Amsterdam, and they formed back in 1974, and are still going. In fact, they had an LP out in 2019, but this is from their eighth LP, entitled Hank, and this is called Typist of Candy. The Nits, on the Time Machine from 1986. On the Evening Asylum, on The Hawk, 101.5 FM.
One key of a typewriter is four and a sign of percent. She says that it looks like the face of a former boyfriend. She once tapped a whole page of two little noughts and fours, and one big X at the bottom and over, of course. With a backbone of candy, she's sitting behind the machine. Her eyes are as bright as the stars in the sky and the green. Dip, 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 dip with one finger on the same key. I know it's the key of the dollar, she's looking at me. Don't think that it's easy. Don't think that it pleases me. In big hands. Hands of people who want.
so sad and so blue. And where is that pretty girl I once knew? She tips the whole bit black and she gives it to me. My type is the candy, there's only one question mark. Don't think that it's easy. Don't think that it pleases me. In big hands of people who want it all. In big hands of people who want it all. In big hands of people who want it all. In big hands of people who want it all. Big hands. Big hands. Big hands. Big hands. Big hands.
On the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Thank you.
There's some more BC music and an epic track from Delirium with some help from Sarah McLachlan and Silence. And also in there, music from The Time Machine from The Knits with Typist of Candy. This is The Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen, and taking us to the top of the hour, here's Monster Magnet with Space Lord on The Hawk 101.5 FM.
I've been stuffed in your pocket for the last 100 days. When I don't get my bath, I take it out on the slaves. So grease up your baby for the ball on the hill. I'll polish them rockets now and swallow those pills and say, oh. Space Lord, mother, mother. There's a car in the field now in a column of flame. With its two doors to choose, but only one bears your name. You've been drinking my blood, well, I've been licking your wounds. Well, I shave off the pitch now. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Alan Doyle right here.
And I'm Daryl Power. We're with Great Big C.
And there's nothing more important, ladies and gentlemen, than understanding every culture from every nation. We support Artists Against Racism.
Together, we are stronger.
Artists Against Racism. Check us out at artistsagainstracism.org.
What Canadian animal was once used as currency? If you guess the beaver, you're right. Their fur pelts were exchanged for goods during the fur trade. Learn more about the beaver at hww.ca.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Hey, welcome to hour number two of the Evening Asylum. I'm Jamie Allen, and coming up this hour, I'll up your Earl with another interesting website, play our second track from my thrift store fine Ogopogo Punk from the Evaporators. The Yacht Rock Classic will be in with a track from Pablo Cruz. I'm sorry. I apologize.